Doctor, Ayn Rand died in 1982.
Right.
You know, we have been, I guess, fighting a battle for longer than that. Huh. So my point is this. We are a constitutional republic. We have a constitution that is written and everybody knows or supposed to know it. Why we haven't established a program of challenging the government on any program that shows that we are living in a world of contradictions, as Ayn Rand taught me to live in a world without contradictions?
The short answer to your question is a constitution cannot even be interpreted, let alone defended, except by reference to a fundamental overall philosophy. It grew out of the Enlightenment view of this world, of man, of reason, of science, and therefore of the individual and individual rights. But if you take all of that away, and all you have is unreason and religion and faith and skepticism and individual helplessness, no one can pay attention to the Constitution as it is. It's like a relic of a dark age to the contemporary mentality. So, moreover, the only thing, therefore, they can do with it is to continually reinterpret it. They say it doesn't really mean what it says. You know, from the time of Oliver Wendell Holmes on, everything changes. There are no absolutes. The Constitution wasn't intended to establish some one economic system, and you know, so that you know they change the whole thing from defense of individual rights to the defense of procedural rights. So they use the language of defense of rights, but it doesn't any longer have anything like the constitutional meaning. It would be ridiculous, hopeless, futile to try to fight a battle by reference to whether the country, the measure, the policy is constitutional or not. It's okay to toss that in, but that, on some specific issue, but that is not going to get you anywhere as far as affecting what's going on today.
Will that expose the philosophy of objectivism to the total public a little bit more?
No.
By challenging
you
that?
You cannot promote a philosophy by reference to the last consequence of some philosophy that is no longer accepted. It's the same thing. So please don't argue that one.